And we're back on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. It's me, Theo Dorsey, here on ESPN 106.3. And now I am blessed to be joined by Antoine Powell Ryland, defensive end, Virginia Tech, in his second year in Blacksburg, and also his first year on College Football 25, man. I mean, when you see your name light up on there and you saw that you got the little star under your character,
yeah.
I mean, are you cool with your ratings? What do you think about the game so far, and are you cool with how they got you on there?
I love the game, actually. Like, the game is great. You know, I'm definitely glad that they came out with another NCAA.
Yeah.
You know, the ratings, another thing, you know, we're going to – It's definitely cool. It's definitely a blessing, you know. But the rating is kind of crazy to
88.
Me, you know? Yeah, I can't.
You're second rated on the team.
I can't take that. But you know, it's definitely, it can get fixed though. You know, I heard that, you know, they update the ratings and stuff, so that's definitely gonna get fixed.
Well, Virginia Tech, obviously, y'all kick off the season August 31st. You're gonna have a bunch of opportunities throughout the season to be able to prove so. Starting off with Vanderbilt. But I want to talk about last season right quick before we start talking about 2024. When did it click? When did it kind of turn on for you and that defense to that powered y'all to that 7-6 season, including that win in the bowl game over Tulane?
I'll probably say that last loss we took, I want to say it was not the last loss we took, but, you know, the loss against Florida State.
October 7th in Tallahassee.
I think that it told us something. I think that, you know, it showed us that we definitely had the chance, you know, being able to go out there and compete. We definitely could have competed with everyone. I think, you know, in that year, we all felt like we could have did something better within that whole season. So, you know, by that time, you know, we was like, you know, something has to change. You know, we got to, whatever it is, whatever you think it is, you know, try to work on whatever it is you can to try to, you know, lock in a lot more to, you know, be the team that we can be.
And y'all proved that. Y'all won three of the next four in ACC play, and that did propel you to not just a bowl appearance, but the first winning season since, I believe, 2019, first bowl win since 2016. So again, a lot of good things come after that.
Yep.
How are you going to make sure on the front end this year you don't have a misstep like that, a game you feel like you can win? Because, again, y'all are the dark horse favorite this year. It feels like a lot of people are saying, watch out for those Hokies. They can sneak up. They can win the ACC this year. What's it going to take focus-wise to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, staying the course, you know, ignoring the noise like we talk about. You know, we're not really looking for validation. You know, we validate ourselves, and we validate ourselves by putting in the work. You know, we know what's going on. We know what it takes, because we've been in a situation where we felt like we could have won, and we know that we don't want that feeling anymore, which is definitely something that's going to be fixed.
You can fix all of that, obviously, with your on-field play and winning games. What is it about yourself? What have you been tuning up, whether it's getting yourself into a different level of shape, training with certain people, talking to mentors? What have you done this offseason to take your game to that next level?
I'll probably say, you know, just going to, you know, doing what I did and like finding something more, you know, just going to do something that I haven't done last season to, you know, of course, something positive that could maybe help me or just put me over that edge to what I need to go out and play the way that I would want to play.
And I'm going to pop it up right here because we do have the College Football 25 right here in front of you. I'm going to pop it up so I can see exactly what you think. They gave you an 81 speed off the edge, right?
I think it's like an 88 speed.
No, I don't – 88 speed on the D-line? Come on, hold on a second now.
No, 82. I said 88.
82 speed off the edge.
The acceleration was
92 acceleration.
See, I like the acceleration. The acceleration was good.
that's cool with you.
Yeah, the 82 speed, ain't gonna lie, it's kind of crazy. I'm I'm going to have to say.
And I'm looking at the strength. I mean, 77. Is there really that many dudes on Virginia Tech roster?
That's what they dead wrong for the strength. I ain't going to lie. Like, 77 is just sick. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. And it's like, I'm looking at the.
Look at these names.
I ain't going to lie. That's just crazy.
Come on. Brody Meadows, I mean, he's a left guard. He can maybe get you on the bench press. But I'm looking at some of these dudes, man. I feel like you should be able to take them.
I'm
like,
at least top 10. Like, at least. Like, they got the strength at 77 as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those things you're going to have to prove to them, I guess. When you pull somebody off the line.
We plan on getting that thing fixed, man.
For you too, man, is this – obviously this is just the talking season. What's your favorite part? Is it when you finally get to kind of, you know, hit helmets against teams with different colors on, or was it the spring game? Was it the off season coming back? What's your favorite part of the year?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, putting the pads together and going against a different team, you know. Because that's us showing all the work that we put in, you know, and – By us doing the job, which is winning, you know, that shows that we put in the amount of work that's needed to win.
Antoine Powell Ryland joining us here, defensive end, Virginia Tech. Last one out the door. What do you believe that? When I said it earlier, y'all are the dark horse, one of the dark horses to be able to win the ACC. It's, you know, you add three teams in. It's now a 17-team race. The top two teams are going to face off here in Charlotte again at the end of the year. Yep. How much do you believe it in your heart that you will be one of those two squads?
Oh, yeah, we definitely – that's the plan. You know, we're not looking nowhere shorter. You know, the plan is to get to Charlotte. You know, that, and we definitely working towards that. That's the plan, yeah.
Already, we got Antoine Powell Ryland, the 7'5 kid. You know, I went to Hampton University, so I got to shout out the area. So appreciate you sitting down with us here at ACC kickoff day two. Enjoy the rest of your day. You're sharp, man.
Yeah, thank you.
appreciate you again.
Yep.
And again, this is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. I'm Theo Dorsey signing off from Charlotte.